To properly use the LSE in clinical practice, you should know your clinic's precision in absolute terms, or grams per centimeter squared, for each scan mode you use. And you should use the ISCD precision tool found on their website to define your clinic's precision. Follow the instructions that come with the tool. To see if a statistically significant change has occurred between the two scans, subtract the current measure from the previous one you are comparing to, i.e. the baseline or immediately previous. If the difference exceeds the LSE, then report the change as significant. Here is an example of BMD measures with a clinical precision of 1%. Miss Jones's baseline BMD measure was 0.865 grams per centimeter squared. Her repeat BMD, taken sometime later, was 0.831 grams per centimeter squared. The difference between the two is 0.034 grams per centimeter squared. Since the LSE in absolute terms was 0.28 grams per centimeter squared, the difference was considered significant, as it was larger than the LSE. You should write on the report, Miss Jones has had a significant change in her bone density since her last DEXA exam, of minus 3.9 plus or minus 2.8%.